Charles, I know you're not in the meeting room with him, but you know defense, obviously. From a defensive coach's perspective, what problems does Jameis pose to defenses?
You know, to me, I think the number one thing that I love about Jameis, first of all, is his competitiveness. No matter what he's doing, I mean, he's as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. From a technical standpoint, what he can do with his eyes and what he can see, you know, is just amazing to me. And being able to see it and convert it with your hands to go where he needs to go with the ball, to me, that's the most impressive thing.
People have questioned, you know, because of his personality or image or whatever, goofiness, whatever you want to call it, that he's a risk at the next level, that, you know, maybe people shouldn't spend a high draft pick or spend money on him. What are your thoughts? I realize you're not in the NFL, but what are your thoughts on that in terms of how he projects and how he would handle the situation at the next level?
Me, personally, what I do is I judge off what I see. If you watch him and you watch what he does, and I know him personally. I know what kind of person he is. I know what kind of competitor he is. I know he wants to win. I mean, and he is a team player. I mean, he is a team player. I can't tell you how many times in 2 years, whether it was going good or whether it was going bad, how many times he'd come by a defensive player, you know, and in practice competing with, you know, against each other. But what he's done on the field and what he can do and how he can see, that's how I judge people, on what you see, you know. And so much is said and, you know, this, you know, it's just judge off what you see.
You think the other stuff is just natural maturity that he'll grow out of it?
I think just because a guy, you know, just because he laughs or likes to have fun in a situation doesn't make him immature. It makes him a human being, you know. And I know this about Jameis. I know when the lights come on, and when in meetings, I know how he, you know, and I'm not in the quarterback meeting with him, but I know how he comes out of that meeting. I know you can judge by what a guy does in a meeting by how he comes and he practices on the field. Now, I've been on the field with him 2 years at practice, so I see what he does at practice. And he attacks those practices just like he attacks a game. And so, you know, I think he's a great player. I think he's an unbelievable leader. He's very charismatic. He knows I love him, and I'm glad we got him.
When you